It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. If you have an iPhone 4 or a 3G iPad, your movements are being tracked and stored. This was revealed yesterday at a tech conference in California. Ina Fried is with All Things Digital.
There's a database within the phone itself that is tracking the GPS location and storing that information. The issue here is that's a lot of information to have on your phone. It's not clear how, if at all, that information is being used, but it is on your phone and it's not encrypted, meaning malicious folks could get a handle of it.
So anywhere like I've made a phone call or anywhere I've walked?
Anywhere you've walked with the phone. It doesn't interact with your phone call records at all. This is about where you've taken the phone. Someone has written an application that looks at that database and offers you a map of everywhere that's stored so that you can look at that information. However, there is a downside. Somebody with less good intentions could create a malicious application and try and take that data and use it for their own purposes. The other issue is that the iPhone actually sends that data back to your computer. So whatever computer you use to synchronize with your iPhone also has that information. And at least for most users, that information is unencrypted, meaning any malicious application that gets on that computer could also search for that data.
Learn more, including how to access your own tracking information at marketplacetech.org. In other news about phones and who can see what's inside them, devices made by a company called Cellebrite can scan phones for passwords, data, phone history. The ACLU believes police in Michigan are using these devices to extract information from people's phones during traffic stops. Carrie Moss is executive director of the ACLU in Michigan. She says her group has been trying to learn what the police know, but aren't getting very far.
We've been filing Freedom of Information Act requests with them, as allowed by state law, since 2008. And every time we file one, they come back with another bill, essentially, about what it would cost them to get us any information. Really playing around with the language in our FOIA and arguing that they weren't used at this time or if they were used at another time, perhaps, but it's going to cost us a lot of money to find out.
How much money? Moss says she was told it would cost over $500,000. But according to Jeffrey Rosen, law professor at George Washington University, there's a much bigger issue in play.
The broader question, which is lurking right under the surface, is very dramatic. Are these devices being used to suck up huge amounts of private data without any degree of reasonable suspicion? The ACLU is concerned and alleges that it appears possible that the police are using these devices on motorists who haven't even been validly stopped. And that would certainly raise serious Fourth Amendment issues. More broadly, there's a very vigorous dispute in the lower courts about what sort of searches you can do for devices that are stored on computers. In California, there was a really important case involving a big drug testing investigation where the government tried to subpoena the records of 10 people in a warrant who tested positive for drugs. It got the computers and found huge amounts of more information, identifying hundreds of people. A California court said that you can't, when you look inside a computer device, treat everything you see there as being in plain view because it's the equivalent of a digital file cabinet. It would be a tremendous violation of privacy. So this Michigan case very squarely poses the question of whether broad computer searches are permissible, exactly where all Americans are most concerned about it, namely on the road when many people can be stopped for one offense and then have all of their personal data exposed to the police.
Neither Michigan State Police nor Cellebrite responded to our interview requests. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.